I think I wouldn't say like I'm brave or courageous. I think it's rather like watching the actual courage of like Palestinians, you know, on our full screens who have been given everything up to resist occupation, to just exist. And I think seeing that, like, it just puts us to shame, like, and it shows how little we are doing for the Palestinian liberation struggle, which should be universal. There's like so much diversity in which environments people are making a change and which fields they're making a change in. So I think events like these just help to make you realize there's no space or no industry where there's nothing for you to do. Like, no matter how, you know, what your role is or where you are, there is something that you can do to make the world a better place, to speak up against injustice, to make things better for others anywhere in the world. So I think for me, like the past nearly 2 years and a half now of watching this ongoing genocide, it made any cost, you know, that I could face in North America so small in comparison in the struggle. We have so many privileges, and to give up one of them or two of them, whether it's part of money or like a part of your time, is really a small cost to have like a better conscience, to be able to sleep at night knowing, you know, you're doing the small part in fighting this injustice that your country might be responsible for, as you mentioned. So I think we have to like shift our mindset from, oh, my loss and this individualism, and rather realize that we owe it to like anyone in the world that is facing injustice to use up our blessings, you know, to come in the way of that injustice.